Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ukraine said that call was absolutely fine. I think he said that it resembled very much, and he remembered it. It was just like the transcript. Now, the transcript is a perfect transcript. There shouldn't be any further questions.
All right, so there we go. We start again with impeachment, the Ukraine, where we headed, and doesn't want to answer any more questions about that, and some big arrests by two people that were connected to Rudy Giuliani, who were trying to get out of the country on a one-way ticket out of the Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C. Never a dull moment. Kate Delaney. So what's on your doorstep and mine? What are we talking about? Weather always, and the weather is going to get wacky here for some. But besides the weather and the California power outages that are making people very, very nervous, and even the governor attacking PG&E, although that's not much of a stretch that Newsom would attack them, but I would be on his side, that's a stretch for me in this scenario, because they are greedy. They are hoovering up whatever moment they can, because they're petrified of ending up in a situation like that horrific campfire that happened in Northern California last year that killed way too many people who were simply trapped. The Democrats hold a town hall where they focus on the rights of people in the LGBTQ world, and the president has his own rally in Minneapolis. There's your shot, your snapshot. So where do we go from here? I told you about the arrests of the two connected to Rudy Giuliani. These are guys, they didn't look like you want to tangle with them, let's put it that way. And they were arrested trying to get on a plane. They had a one-way ticket. Now, they were indicted, but in the indictment, it doesn't allege any wrongdoing by the president or the campaign, but charges of political donations made for the secret benefit of foreign interests. That certainly adds to the intrigue and the legal and political pressures and hassles on President Trump and his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, as they fend off the Democrats' cries of impeachment and pushing to make this happen. In fact, another lawyer who represents Trump said in a statement, as the indictment states, neither the president nor the campaign were aware of the allegations. So Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, who were cuffed at Dulles International Airport outside of D.C., will have to have ankle bracelets, will have to be monitored, will have to agree on the third-party custodians, and they're going to be in jail until then. But they were approved for release on a $1 million bond each. So this is serious stuff to find out what they know. So what do these two business associates, as they're being called, know about Rudy Giuliani and campaign finances and what happened? We'll see, because there is certainly a reach to not let them get out. And how about this? At least four, I love the word officials, it's so vague, four officials were so worried by the administration's attempts to pressure the Ukraine for political purposes, they say, that they raised concerns with a White House lawyer both before and immediately after that July 25th call with the Ukrainian president. You know, when you have those moments where, I'll take that back, I wonder if the White House wishes they could just take that back. It may lead to nothing. We don't know, because they still have the whistleblower stuff that has to happen, meaning the testimony. Now there's another whistleblower. Who are they? There's the press to uncover who it is. Yeah, Senator Lindsey Graham, who is breaking serious bread with the press, he's not doing that now. He's not getting invited even for some Burger King burgers. He calls the president's decision on Syria the biggest blunder of his presidency. Wow. Because what's going on with the Syrian Kurds? So Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, and the acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, warned the press that he was getting boxed into a complete corner by Turkey's leader, because Turkey went after the Syrians, firebombing them all over the place. So what the president said on Twitter was, some want us to send tens of thousands of soldiers to the area and start a new war all over again. Well, I would say, no way. You cannot do that. Then he tweeted out, others say, stay out and let the Kurds fight their own battles. I say hit Turkey very hard financially with sanctions if they don't play by the rules. Later, when he was leaving that political rally in Minneapolis, he sent out some other options on Twitter. He said, send in thousands of troops, hit Turkey very hard financially, or mediate a deal between Turkey and the Kurds. So what happens here? Rallying the troops, pulling the rug out from underneath them financially, that seems to be the way to go. But at the United Nations Security Council, both the U.S. and Russia, for different reasons, refused to approve a European proposed resolution condemning Turkey's actions, the bombing the other day. So Russia, whose air power has been huge in helping Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, all but pretty much vanquished, as the Washington Post reported, opposition rebels. So they formed a pretty close relationship to Turkey. It still comes back to the same question, what do we do? And why do you care? And I say this show is about what happens in your backyard and mine and breaking it down and why it matters. Well, if all of a sudden we're investing thousands of troops again, it does matter. You may have somebody in your life who's going to get deployed. And there we go with the quicksand of the Middle East again. It affects you in your ideology if you think it's wrong to turn your back completely on the Kurds for what they've done for the United States. So either way, there's no way to remain agnostic on this, I think. I mean, Turkey launched a military operation in northern Syria, and the U.S. troops were warned they're getting out of the way. And they let everybody know, we're getting out of the way. We're not intervening. And there were supposedly disagreements between the state and the defense departments about what are we going to do. A lot of people in the military think that Mike Pompeo has been too passive and should be more aggressive. I mean, look, the bottom line is this. Either we're in or we're out. Either we protect them or we're not protecting them. But I think the idea of dumping lots and lots of troops in there that's not a good option. There are other options, and to me that would be the least likely option and the one that really shouldn't happen. So we'll see what happens with Turkey. Are they going to go beyond again? Are they going to cross the line in the sand, the Twitter line, or what? There's a whole lot of time in these next couple of days. I think we're going to see maybe more action on Turkey's part. Coming up, the NBA and China. Have they broken up and why?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
It's a wrap with Kate's take.
Yeah, here's my take on what's going on with the NBA and China. I've been asked to comment on it a lot lately. I was on Cheddar, a TV news program, and some other radio shows. And I'll tell you, my take is this. The fact that you have these atrocities happening in Hong Kong, and you have a GM for the Houston Rockets who reacted to that, and then suddenly the world exploded, and China decided, whoa, we're not going to do the news conference we were going to do. In Shanghai, a giant banners of LeBron James and other players, and they were ripped down. You know, and there were other teams that were going to go and play in China. CCTV, which is Chinese television, was going to broadcast the games. And this all started over Daryl Morey and his controversy. That's a whole Twitter thing, right? On October 4th, posting a tweet, which was deleted, supporting protesters in Hong Kong, and China just reacted immediately. They canceled those events during the visit to the country by the Lakers and the Nets for two preseason games. The games were in jeopardy. The teams did play in Shanghai, but there were restrictions. Post-game media availability with the players canceled. News conference with the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, scrapped. Game, like I mentioned, not shown on state-run CCTV in China, which is huge. Think of the amount of people. Adam Silver, speaking in Japan earlier in the week, said he and the league are apologetic over the reaction that followed Morey's tweet, but noted that we are not apologizing for him exercising his freedom of speech expression. So
it's not our role.
With a fan base that they have, and that fan base is huge. I mean, China, there's an office, an NBA office there. And, of course, if you own a team, what is it about? Making money. And you can multiply that money because the more global the game becomes, that's what the big difference is. Of all the sports, really the NBA has the biggest global ties, I'm saying, of the big four sports. So here's, again, Adam Silver, and here's what he said about China sports as a platform, that kind of thing.
It's not our role to adjudicate these types of disputes, but certainly to provide a platform. And I'm hopeful that, as I said earlier, that by using sports, people will have the ability to talk more openly about these issues and make decisions for themselves.
Yeah, a terrible week, though, for the NBA as far as the price of doing business in China. Listen, a lot of business gets done with China. That's why there was so much fallout for the farmers over soybeans and every other thing that was being snapped up by the Chinese because they tanked once we had the tariffs. So business-wise, it's a disaster when you have Yao Ming, who was not at the games, who was a NBA player of note, with especially with Houston, and is the president of the Chinese Basketball Association and is very close to Adam Silver. He wasn't even in Shanghai. He didn't meet with him, none of that. So they're taking this very, very hard. Daryl Morey did what I think Adam Silver said, his right to express himself. I think it's disgusting what the Chinese are doing in Hong Kong, and scary and ridiculous, and this is how the Chinese play, right? But if you want to play in their sandbox and you want to get the money and it's all about the business and being global, they got the people and they got the money to spend. So now the NBA comes back to the United States, and what happens? After this tweet, it was so disastrous, even the Rockets owner, you know, pretty much rebuked Morey's tweet. A very big eye-opener about what's happening, politically speaking, and business-wise in China. Global businesses who are trying to do business with communist China need not apply if you don't like their heavy-handed, one-sided, lopsided bullying. Forget it, because they won't play and they'll cut your knees off eventually. And I think people get lulled to sleep and don't remember that. Do you want China's money? Does the NBA want China's money? They do. But what role does the U.S. play in China? That's something to talk about. When you think of 500 million annually is what they're saying, the revenue from China, the NBA reaps the benefits of that relationship. And it's split between the players and the owners. So are the owners and the players willing to take a big, giant slam to the salaries? And then there's shoe deals players have that are tied to China, and would they disappear? So pulling this apart, if there's much more than meets the eye. I've said this before, walk around your house, flip over some of what you have. Don't even flip over your phone. There's Chinese parts in it. But clothes, sneakers, computer, TV, phone, so much more. China, China, China. So if you're willing to sacrifice, then you stand up on the soapbox and you slam and take the knees out of communist China, the big bullies that they are. So there's a lot to really ponder about China business. Was it right or was it wrong? And politics and Twitter don't seem to mix. It's not a magical elixir for players or GMs or whoever tied to teams. So then the question also becomes, if you go even deeper in a different direction, if I work for somebody, do I have the right to have freedom of expression when it comes to politics. And there are certainly employee handbooks that go to you're fired if you go down the political road. You can bet that the NBA and these teams are re-racking policies to make sure that it reads the right way, to not have any gray area when it comes to this, so that if they get into the pickle again, they don't get their hand caught in the pickle juice, if you know what I mean, because they got to find their balance somehow. China's sensitive, free speech, that's big. So a very costly week, perhaps, because there's some serious China backlash over the one tweet by the GM of the Houston Rockets, and that story just exploded. So how do you find that balance, and where do you decide, okay, we've had enough, we're backing these protesters in Hong Kong and what's happening to them, and it's not right, so this is the direction we're going in. And the games themselves, like I said, did not get canceled, but so much around it did get canceled. I mean, listen, the league has a $1.5 billion streaming deal with a Chinese media company right now. Right now they've got that. Is that in any way in jeopardy? I mean, Chinese celebrities boycotted the NBA games. No media availability. The Chinese Basketball Association not cooperating with the Rockets. And there's even brands who are halting the relationships they have with the NBA. One noticeable thing that happened in China, no logos on the floor. Sponsors pulled out. Workers had to resand the floors because the original one had logos that were painted on. They were taken off. That's how they thought, and that's how quickly that happened. Wow. Yeah, they're playing for real. Even there's a famous sportswear brand in China, Li-Ning, and another development bank, they said they're stopping their relationship with the Houston Rockets. So marketing, promotion, all those kinds of activities in serious danger, especially with the Rockets. Rockets gear pulled from shelves. So they may take it the worst of all the teams. Stay tuned, because I'm certain there's going to be much more to follow on this story in the upcoming weeks. What about China and trade? What about those tariffs? Affected at all by what's happened in the controversy with the NBA in China? Woo! Kick back. I'll meet you on the other side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump speaking at a Keep America Great rally at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Ilhan Omar's district.
For the next 13 months, think of that, it seems like yesterday, for the next 13 months, we are going to fight with all of our heart and soul, and we are going to win the great state of Minnesota in 2020.
Two associates of Rudy Giuliani arrested on campaign finance violations as they try to leave the country. In other news, the president of Ukraine says there was no blackmail during his phone call with President Trump. Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 150 points to close at 26,496. The Nasdaq up 47 points, the S&P 500 up almost 19 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey Delaney, thanks for hanging with us on the show. We've been talking about vaping this last week a lot. I just saw something today about the CDC's count of vaping lung illnesses, saying that it's down slightly from last week, but they have cases of at least 380 nationwide. Before it was 450. Deaths still at 6. The CDC said the larger figure, which got a lot of attention and prompted the president to call for a crackdown on flavored e-cigs, represented the amount of reported cases under investigation, so you know the total. And the downgraded number I now just said accounts for the confirmed and probable cases. So what do we know about the recent amount of cases and deaths? Here to talk with us about what's going on with e-cigs is someone we've had on the show before, Dr. Joel Nitzkin. He is a public health physician, board certified in preventive medicine. That's his medical specialty, and he's a health consultant. And he is a strong advocate voice for tobacco harm reduction. So it's good to welcome him back to the show, although we may differ in our opinions on this whole thing. Hey, Dr. Joel, how are you?
Doing fine, Kate, and you?
Good. So tell us about what is going on with, like, the 6 deaths and what you know, because one of the things that's being discussed is what is the material, what is being used in the deaths. So, in other words, what they ordered as far as the material that they're smoking, and was it THC and cannabis products and an oil-based medium in it. So tell us more about what you know.
Well, epidemiologically, I think the case is quite clear. The laboratory hasn't completely worked out the details on this, but it seems very clear that a new product, or actually it appears to be a set of nearly identical products, has been introduced in recent months into the marketplace that is a THC product that has been improved using vitamin E dissolved in some sort of oily substance. And it seems quite clear that this is the cause of the outbreak. It's not the nicotine-based cigarettes. And it appears also that the people who are using it have to consistently use it. There's not a single product that's been identified because apparently the word and the recipe has gotten around. And this is the sort of thing that's causing it. This is an acute episode. This is a specific outbreak that occurs after 7 years of actually an excellent safety record for both nicotine and the older versions of THC vaping. It does show the dangers of vaping if one is not careful and puts out into the marketplace something that's not tested just because somebody thought it looked good. I would have preferred if CDC was far clearer in their warnings about not buying black market products, being careful with THC products, with oils or anything with vitamin E in it. And I would hope that numbers of cases will continue to increase over hopefully not more than another few weeks, and then they should be going down. As the message gets out and these products are pulled from the market, both by legal and by other means, by those who realize that they're putting out a deadly product.
Right. Yeah. And then saying that, though, wouldn't it behoove then, instead of saying, okay, across the scope of this, just make a complete ban, then, like you said, get specifically the dirty products out of there, but then shouldn't there be some regulation as so that that doesn't happen, so you don't have teenagers that are getting a hold of the cheaper stuff that's killing them?
Well, there should have been regulation a long time ago. Many of us are very unhappy with the fact that FDA hasn't moved on it and hasn't set specific standards so we can tell the good stuff from the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of good stuff out there. There are a lot of people who used to be smokers who have now either dramatically cut down on their smoking or quit smoking entirely thanks to these substances. We've had huge numbers of teens who've been experimenting with it, and a significant number continuing. But that's a separate issue. The problem that we have now is if we go ahead and say, let's take all the flavoring out of the e-cigarettes that we know have not been cause of this outbreak, that's just going to cause the creation of more contraband stuff. It sounds good, it feels good, but it's going to be counterproductive. I think we ought to let know that people who have been using nicotine-based e-cigarettes from trusted commercial sources, the vape shops and the stuff they get in the convenience stores, should continue using. It should not stop it and go back to cigarettes because of this pneumonia scare. I think everybody ought to be very aware of stuff from unknown sources.
Yeah, I agree with you that if you did do just that complete ban, then what the danger is, as I've researched now more of this, is what you just said. You still would have an underground system there. It's removing the bad stuff. And the FDA, we are actually in agreement that the FDA should have had those regulations in place in the first place. Then you wouldn't have that. And, of course, we look at young people and the whole thing with young people and vaping, which is over the top. So what's the best way to try to cut back on youth e-cigarettes?
Well, the first thing I think we need to be is we need to be brutally honest with people. And we need to tell them accurately what we really think is going on. I think we ought to let everybody know that it's best not to use any of this stuff. The real effective use of e-cigarettes is for people who are smokers or would-be smokers to divert them from cigarettes. And that's a very important thing. Cigarettes kill 130 Americans every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not a trivial pattern problem, and that can't be forgotten. In terms of working with the teens, I don't think there's any substitute for the parents getting together with the teens, being part of their lives, discussing these issues with them, so that the teens fully understand that none of this stuff is risk-free. And the stuff that you may buy off the street could literally be deadly. And there's certainly a parental role that has to be invoked in this. In the meantime, we need to, you know, get FDA working and working on solutions that really deal with the problem. Eliminating the flavors from the nicotine-based cigarettes. Number one, I don't think it's going to reduce teen vaping. Number two, I think it's going to make these products less effective for smokers using them to quit, because a key element in a smoker using a vape product to quit is that after a while they will switch from the tobacco taste to a fruit or candy taste, and once they do that, they find the taste of tobacco objectionable. And since they find the taste objectionable, when an urge to smoke returns, they'll go back to the e-cigarette, not the cigarette. That's very important. So we have a complicated and messy situation, but at least we know what the problems are. And hopefully we should use that information to guide us rather than just an all-out war on everything e-cigarette.
We're speaking with Dr. Joel Nitzkin, and we're talking about e-cigarettes and, of course, what's been happening lately and the massive conversation across the land about it. And I know a lot of people are having that conversation that are listening to this show. I wanted to bring this up. There is another kind of smoking alternative that I was just made aware of, and it's this tobacco-free nicotine pouches. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, first of all, there's a product known as Snus.
Uh-huh.
Which is a form of moist snuff usually sold in miniature tea bags. It's got 30 years of excellent epidemiologic data showing no increase in any tobacco-related disease, even though it delivers more nicotine than cigarettes. This new product is the snus version of the e-cigarette, so it delivers the nicotine, but without the tobacco, further reducing any even theoretical illness, risk of illness. So
wow.
We're starting off with a product that's a whole tobacco product with no increase in risk of any tobacco-related disease, and they've tried to take it yet one step further and make it a bit safer.
Interesting. Well, I think this discussion is going to continue. Dr. Joel Nitzkin, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So there you have it. Yeah, the number's down, and he did agree with me in the end about the FDA and the regs. So if they had, once again, we put our hand in the magic bag and say, survey says, you should have had some regulations in the first place. Instead, you have an outbreak where you have these lung illnesses, and you've got people that have these symptoms where they have shortness of breath, they're coughing, they have chest pains, they're nauseous, and a whole bunch of horrible things are happening to the people that have had problems. And tobacco-flavored products, will that happen or not? Doing that in an effort to get young people to just give up e-cigarettes. You know how I feel about that. Teenagers, I don't think they should. Becomes, and that's where all the avalanche of publicity went. Stay with us.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Barbara Almersch in this segment of Author's Corner. She's written a book called Miranda's Appeasement. If your heart is not content, there is no peace. Boy, isn't that the truth. Think fiction mystery, but it really nails home a lot of points. We spoke off the air and we had a lovely conversation, so I can't wait to introduce you. Barbara, so thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm very happy to be here.
And you and I talked about something really serious, and I told you I had some friends that were deeply affected by this. What was the reason you wrote this book?
The reason I wrote the story is to inform the public that the rape is still on the rise, and really nobody's doing anything about anything. I've got statistics. I won't be long with them.
Let's hear those statistics if you have them, because for people listening, we know we've had counselors on and talked about this before, but as Barbara said, it's still on the rise in Canada and in the U.S., which is sad when you think about it.
Even more in Canada. They had a Me Too march in New York saying that they were assaulted or raped too, and it's even gone higher.
Mm.
But anyways, they say that out of every 1,997 assailants go free in Canada. Now that, to me, is an amazing number. Doesn't that kind of just, you know, make it stop and think?
Yeah, 997 out of 1,000?
Yes.
Oh, that is crazy. Crazy. That's why the book is so important. And that's the next question. Who is Miranda? Miranda could be anybody, right? Miranda could be your neighbor, your friend, your sister, your mother, right?
Exactly. Miranda could be the person's, well, actually, she is a friend, but Miranda could be sitting right beside you or out, you know, and in Jamaica. She could be anyone walking down the street, anyone, you know, being at home or at their jobs. It's just so hard to tell. And the people that have been assaulted or raped, it's very difficult for them to come out of their shadows. You'll find those are the ones that kind of, you know, are loners or stay by themselves because they don't want to get involved in any discussion or anything.
Yeah, and that's what's so, so tough. And that leads us to the next question. For everybody that's listening to this, this is so important. How do you think this story about Miranda will help others that have been assaulted?
Well, I have an answer. They inform the public to use all resources as hospitals, police, assault groups, psychiatrists, counselors, psychologists, to open up about their assault, to tell the world about their experience. In other words, to come out of hiding and tell their story so they can get better.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, isn't that the truth? Just reach out for that that help. Why is the book so personal to you, Barbara?
Well, the story is personal to me because, as I mentioned previously, I knew the girl that it happened to. We still talk, but with miles apart. I asked her if I could go ahead and do it. And why is it so personal to me? The rapist got away with raping the young girl, and he got scot-free. It's the same old story that you hear over and over and over. And, you know, it's just getting a bit sickening to listen to. And there's so many other things going on, but I'm just hit the part that I was involved with this young girl. She's my age, of course, now. But it was very hard to put it together, the whole book. And I told her I'd be, you know, using different strategy so no one would know, but that's how it happened.
Wow. So I want everybody to know that again, that it's somebody that was willing to have you change names and things, but to really go through what a personal experience that was when you think of the statistic. Again, 1,000 rapes reported, 997 assailants going free. That is, Barbara, that is just shocking.
Yeah, I know. And it's not any better in the States. Probably it's worse. I've got statistics too, but they're about the same.
It's
on the rape. And also this friend of mine, I forgot to mention, she was happy that I never talked to her about anybody because no one else knows about it. And that really formed a bond of trust between the two of us. You know, in those 40 years, I never told a soul. So, you know, she was really amazed with that. It just showed how deep our friendship was.
Yes, and plus you were the shoulder that she could lean on, and so she could trust you, which was probably really difficult after that, and especially being so young. And I want to tell everyone again, Barbara, that the name of the book is Miranda's Appeasement. If your heart is not content, there is no peace. And we're speaking to the author, Barbara Al-Mersch, and about a really sad and complicated, serious, awful thing that happens to too many people and how they feel and going through the process and, you know, what that's like. What do you hope that readers feel and walk away with when they read your book?
Well, they're going to be angry with the rapists and, you know, the whole story. They feel anger, frustration, relief, sadness. There's a lot of tears because there's a lot of sad points in it. And it's a roller coaster of emotions. And I, you know, these people, it's, you know, I just want them to come out with and they will feel this, you know, and some people will be, you know, happy that, you know, like in the nail, the women were nailed, but, you know, or the woman was nailed, but it's everybody, you know. I'm sure that the female and male group will divide a little bit on that, because she was very, very hard on the people she met with.
Right, obviously, yeah. And in the end, when we look at this, what is your big dream and hope for this book?
Well, my big dream for this book, that people are, that the dreams and hopes of the people touch us, are touched by it, and they'll come out, as I said before, out of hiding, and someday become a movie, which by the fact is that it is being written in a screenplay right now in San Francisco.
Wow, that's exciting. It's exciting because of how many people could be reached by this and what it could do to help. And I think for sure, after talking with you now a couple of times, and for the listeners who are hearing Barbara for the first time, that obviously you think about the story. She protected a young friend. She kept that friendship going, and she could trust her. And how horrible it must be for people to walk in those shoes and really feel like they have no place to turn, and feel
like
instead, let's, you know, Barbara, I think a lot of people feel like it's their fault, and it's not, but they become one of the horrible statistics.
The guilt is amazing, you know.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't have gone there, or if I wouldn't have spoken to this person, well, you know, that's just the way life is. You know, you didn't do anything wrong. But not only, the people or the population, they're the one that create the stigma and make these people feel like they do, you know.
Yeah,
a lot
right.
of times.
Right.
And there's a lot that are nice, but, you know, a lot just, you know, just they kind of put her in that guilt category, in that, you know, oh, you're not as good as us. So, you know, we don't want you to sit at our table. You don't want to walk with me or anything. It's, they're totally really left alone.
Yeah, which is so, so sad. And, again, a good reason to pick up this book and pass it on to people you know. Miranda's Appeasement. If your heart is not content, there is no peace. You can go on Amazon.com to find it. And, Barbara Almersch, we wish you the best, and keep in touch and let us know how it's going with that movie.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure talking with you.
You too as well.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.